Nebiel episode 10.
10.
Double figures.
10 for Ben.
We're into the unknown. I feel like Peter Andre the first time he fucked Jordan.
Going into the unknown?
Yeah, like he didn't know what was in there.
Hasn't he watched the naughty videos that were leaked? I've watched them.
When Dane Cook... Is it Dane Cook? No, Dane Cook's the comedian. Dane Bowers put his toe in. Oh, and we're off.
and we're out the pub.
How have you been, Lou? We took a week off.
Yeah. How have you been, Ben?
Yeah, do you not get out too much?
I have a feeling I said something funny at this last time, but I can't remember now.
Yeah, we did record an episode, and my recorder wasn't working. I feel bad. I want to move on from it.
You should feel bad.
Yeah, sorry. Soz, babe. A lot's happened in the last week, and something huge has happened between us.
Something huge has happened.
And I've been waiting to, like, reveal this for so long to the listeners, the fans, those who've stuck with us for the last 10 episodes.
Go on, then.
Eamon Holmes followed us on Twitter. I honestly was, like, so excited when it happened. I rang you, but you didn't pick up. And I almost rang you to say we should just stop the podcast. That's how
so excited you didn't want to do any more.
Yeah, I was like, our mission's complete. We've done it all now.
Yeah, that is our mission complete. Done.
Yeah, Bayman. We were saying, though, that we want to try and get the rest of this morning. But then, like, a further thing would be Loose Women. And then just ultimately the whole of daytime ITV.
Yeah, just take it over. Make this podcast the official podcast for ITV.
I feel like they would love, like, the extra exposure, because I don't feel like they get enough.
They don't get enough exposure being number 3 on the remote. The third button.
It's just, like... Okay, think of it this way. If you're, like, your standard pensioner, and you have to press... Okay, imagine how tiring this is. You've got arthritic fingers. 1, 2. And then you're on channel 3. Yeah, that is an effort.
And this is having after turning the set on. And then you might even have to adjust the volume. It might not be right.
Oh, I know. Horrible.
Exactly. And some of them, they don't like the brightness at certain levels, do they? So they could have to adjust that as well.
My gran, until about 3 years ago, still had one of those TVs in her kitchen that you could adjust the contrast on.
Oh.
So wow. You can make everyone look really orange.
Oh, that's good. To be fair, there's a lot of orange people on ITV daytime telly anyway.
Or ITV2, shout out to Tao. Yeah, we're so down with the kids.
I was thinking more David Dickinson.
No, he's not orange. He's fucking mahogany.
They varnish him up twice a week.
Like, come on, Dickinson, you need your next layer of varnish.
Oh yes, that's right, Bobby Tesler.
He's like the Cutty Sark in London. They need to make sure that he stays moist and darkened so that he doesn't get too affected by the sunlight.
Yeah.
If they stripped him down to white, he'd look really weird.
Yeah, in case he goes golden brown, do you know what I mean? Or in case he starts to rust.
Hello, I need more brownness. I'm starting to rust.
spray me up. Oh, that's the real deal.
This clock's about 50 years old. It's only a quarter of the age of me. It's got about 5 less coats of varnish on than me.
Good times.
Classic Dickinson bands.
Yeah, exactly. Love a bit of the Dickinson.
Not just dick in your case.
Not just a dick in a sun, if that's where you're coming from.
Picture this. I don't know if we've probably done this already, but imagine that you're the producer of This Morning.
Yeah.
You can get anyone in the hub. Who would you get?
Oh.
I feel we've done this, but I still just, like, I want clarity on this answer because it might have changed in the last 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, dream hub person.
Dream hub. Dream hubby.
Who's yours?
I feel like a bit of a wild card would be quite good. I feel an ex-politician's always quite a good lol.
Go on then, give us one.
I feel like Sherry Blair would be quite good.
What's his name? Lembit Opik.
Yes, yes, you've just won this feature. And then, even better, you put him with his ex-girlfriend, one of the cheeky girls.
Oh, yeah, no, you put him with both of them.
Yeah, I still can't believe that he went out with one of the cheeky girls.
He married her, because he was married to...
Wait, did he marry her?
Yeah, he was married to a newsreader before, and then he cheated on her with one of the cheeky girls, and then married her. And they were together they were together for a good few years, and then divorced. I saw him when I went to watch Monty Python. He was in the crowd.
No.
I walked past him.
Lembit Opinus.
Yeah, that's the one.
He gave Lib Dems a really bad name.
He's really good at the harmonica, though. Have you watched him play the harmonica?
No, I genuinely haven't.
Oh, there you go. That's your evening sorted, then.
Well, I've got a mental life at the moment. Well, just watching Lembit Opik on the... do you remember when they used to do that thing on BBC Three at New Year every year? And they'd do like a 7 hours broadcast of the 100 most annoying people of the year?
No, but anyway, I'm guessing he won.
I literally watched it every year, and literally every year he'd be in the top 20.
Oh,
there's a little dog. No, you're not coming in. Basically, we've got our uncle's dog staying with us while he's gone to America, and she's quite sweet, but...
It's a nice little guest on the podcast.
Little sound effects.
Exactly, that's what we need, a good sound design.
Yes, and this is what 3 years on a BA does to you.
Yeah,
did you really go to uni if you don't know how to do sound design?
That's what I ask all my friends that didn't do proper subjects, like they're doing some sort of science or business or history. You know those ones that are all employed now?
Oh. Oh, yeah, mate. How was being Warren? Are you still eating carrot sticks? Are you still method?
Very much method. No, it was
just can you quickly describe what Warren was for the listeners that don't know?
A rabbit. There you go.
Yeah, you dress as a rabbit.
I dressed
for a day.
That's
what you do now. That's what where you get your money. That's where you get your food.
Exactly. That's where I get my pocket money. A little bit of change.
Pocket money.
Bought some sweets on the way home.
Did you go to corner shop?
Oh yes, big pick.
Throw back to the '90s.
Yeah, it was good. There was a they told me that I'd have to dab for everyone because they all asked for it. And that I would get beaten up a lot by little kids. But I only had to dab once. And I only got attacked by two sets of kids. So I did all right, I think.
By attacked, can you elaborate?
Well, the first ones...
Sack tap?
No, thank goodness.
I know, you got... I'll say this about Lee Wilkinson. Sensitive testicles.
Sensitive sack.
and sensitive in the sack.
Yes. I'm a passionate lover. What was I going to say? Yeah, so the first...
No, JK.
The first ones that came... I saw there was two, maybe three of them. And so I can only see... So there's two massive eyes in the mouth, and I can only see out one of the holes at once. One of those three at once.
That's a real problem that women have as well. They can only see out one of the holes at once.
Grow up. And and when you've got more than one kid, you can probably only actually look at one of them at once. So you're sort of quickly looking between all the three holes to try and gauge them all. And I saw them from a distance run down this hill, and they just jumped at me and started standing on my feet and like punching my belly. And luckily I'm padded and they weren't punching too hard. But the guy...
Not just with the suit, but in real life.
All right, I'm... Are we going back to Santali again?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry I interrupted your anecdote.
It's all right, mate. Don't you worry. Luckily, the guy, because you always have to have someone with you, he managed to get me because he's been Warren before. And
he's been there.
Yeah.
But now he's onto the greener pastures. he's moving on. Is he in therapy?
He was saying that a good way to do it is to put your hands up high and let them do a high five, like really tall, because they're jumping up and they're not trying to whack you then. And and that's how I managed to get out of it, by doing that. And they stopped hitting me. And then there's one bit where he went to do an interview with someone and left me outside dancing with some kids. Then some others came up and one went to respect me and missed and hit my chest. And then they were all just like, oh, let's do it. And they all just started punching me. So then I managed to get out of it with the high five trick again, because they're jumping high and they're trying to get...
What age range are these kids that are beating you up?
About, I'd say between 5 and 8. But you're not, when you're in the suit, you're not allowed to talk, so you can't, so it's quite awkward.
I did think you wouldn't be able to do your voice.
Yeah, so it's quite awkward, like, especially when you've got little kids that are sort of a bit shy and they sort of want to interact with you, like, because you normally go for high fives or hugs, but like you can only do the hand gestures. But like when you get like a small kid that's a bit nervous, and then you try and have some fun with them, and you can't just be like, oh, you're all right, oh, what's up, or like, oh, come here. You have to sort of do it all with your hands. It's horrible.
It's a real like method acting,
exactly, like Laurel and Hardy. It's all sort of you've got so to be very like slapstick,
crying, yeah, sad,
laughing.
Ha-ha.
I did some with one kid who was playing catch, and I managed to catch quite well. I juggled and I couldn't juggle because I can only see out one hole, but I managed to do the catch.
Can you juggle in real life though?
No, never mind.
So why are we being in a rabbit suit suddenly? Genius of juggling.
I couldn't hula hoop either. I tried that. I dribbled around some cones with a football. Could just about manage that.
What was the event?
It was like the council put it on. It was so there's just like loads of like stalls up. So there's like food stalls and then local businesses. There's like a rock climbing thing, and there was they had like a big fenced off area in the middle, and that had like there was doing like there was clowns doing activities with kids all day. And
are those clowns the councillors?
Hey!
Satire.
But yeah, that's what happened. I'm sorry that bit wasn't as funny as it should have been. But
no, I enjoyed it, to be fair.
It's informative. It's about another type of life that you wouldn't know about.
I think it's quite important to kind of express what post-uni life is like.
Yeah, it's like a This American Life episode.
Or S-Town.
Yeah, S-Town.
Mansfield.
Yeah, M-Town.
Because you're from Mansfield, do you ever mansplain to people?
That was rubbish. That was rubbish.
Could we not turn that into a new feature where you, like, you get someone from Mansfield to mansplain to someone?
Could do.
A Mansfield girl to mansplain to a man. And then it's like, whoa, manception.
No, I'm not doing that. you really dragged that pun out.
Really scraping the barrel there.
Yes, exactly.
That's like that time that Bear Grylls went and scraped the barrel of an inside of a horse when he was hungry.
I made a good because I'm not big on the pun game. And I made a genuinely really...
Neither of us are, to be fair, but we try every week.
You try a lot more than me. You try hard, you try hard.
But I'm bad at them.
Yeah, but I made a really good one earlier. So my friend has got commissioned to do a football photograph exhibition. And I made a joke.
Ooh, look at you being in the scene.
And I said... she's going to have to take some footy graphs.
That is quite good.
That is good. That, no, that's very good. Very good.
No, no, Ben, I don't think you realise it's very good.
Yeah, exactly. That's a solid 9.
9? Wow. Ooh.
That's what I'd call the exhibition if it was me. Footy graphs.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
God, sorry, I was taking a big gulp of Tango there. Tango, the orange drink you can believe in.
Do you remember when they used to have that Tango thing where people would slap on the cheeks and then they had to stop it because a doctor injured someone? A doctor said that they injured someone.
Yeah, because everyone was going, "You've been Tangoed!
You've been Tangoed, you fucking prick!"
Speaking of sponsors, shall I reel the sponsor out for this week?
I think you should, and then we'll get back into the old chatty, chatty times.
Chatterama.
Jesus.
Just a minute, Ben. Nicholas Parsons, egg-flavoured vapes. It smells like shit.
I swear you gave it more enthusiasm than the other day.
But that's good, isn't it? That's good.
It's just kind of the commercialism's got to you. It's got you down. Yeah, you're not as happy this time.
I'm sorry.
It's affecting you slowly, isn't it?
But yes, that's true. Nicholas Parsons has gone into the vaping industry. Can you believe it?
I can, yeah.
Oh, you can? Oh.
Classic Parson.
Yeah. Well, there's not many 92-year-olds that vape.
Oh, they're not.
How many do you know?
That was such a big gulp.
How many?
Not going to lie, I don't know many 92-year-olds.
Exactly.
I'll ask my gran. She's probably got the full gang.
She's got the gang. She knows them all.
Squad.
They've got a WhatsApp.
You know, like, the Brixton drill scene where they all, like, it's all gang signs and, like, they cover their faces.
Yeah.
That's like, it's like that, but in Cheltenham. But in Cheltenham, it's with old people.
They cover the Zimmer frames.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, shall we get into the show properly?
Yeah. What do you want to say this week?
Butter me some parsnips, cook me a roast, I'm ready for some Neville.
Whey!
Hey!
Woo 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 woo! Theme tune plays.
Looked in the cow's arsehole and there was only 3 golf balls.
But where was the 4?
Who knows? Who knows?
Oh, we're back. Another great anecdote.
Quality anecdote.
We need to stop doing that when the theme tunes on.
Exactly. I mean, these are the sort of anecdotes that would make us $1 million.
Oh, maybe we'll put them in a book one day and sell them for millions.
Yeah, are we announcing our book that we've been talking about releasing?
Make $1 million. You know, like, Scroobius Pip did Distraction Pieces, the book.
Yeah, Richard Herring's got one for Emergency Questions. Athletico Mints has got one.
Oh, I feel books really easy. Well, should we get one out in time for Christmas?
Yeah.
I'm actually quite keen to do one now. We've mentioned it. We could put, like, hand print it ourselves and then, like, sell it for, like, 20 quid and see if someone will buy it.
Shall we?
Nebiel the book. We could fill pages out with, like, pictures of paintings and stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, poems.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like...
And then we could get from the student episodes, we can get quotes from the guests.
Yeah, and we could, like, have spillages of the different snacks I eat on every episode.
Oh, that'd be good. Scratch and sniff.
Yeah, exactly. Like sushi or dolmio sauce or something.
And then on the back page, we just have like a bit of paper that's just been dipped in tea. And that'll be, and you'll sniff that and you'll be like, that's probably what Ben's breath smells like.
Yeah.
And 90% of the time it does.
Oh, that's...
Oh, and then we can have just at the front page of the book, we'll give Neb Eel, we'll give him a beard to signify our facial hair situation.
I've not got... I'm sporting minor beard at the minute.
Yeah, but you do go through phases of having beards, yeah. So it's still worth it.
Yeah, I do.
You do. Yes, cheeky.
Cheeky.
And then we could just have little flirty quotes that we have between us through the podcast.
We do flirt a lot.
Hmm. I mean, try to stop me.
Lock me up right. And throw away the key.
Oh, stop swiping right on me, you know. I have my big news. Guess what I did today?
Big news.
I mean, you know the answer, but just try and play along.
You stop racism within the postal industry.
No, it's rife. I mean, a lot of people like to make the blackmail joke when they see a black postman.
Yeah.
And obviously you can't really stop that.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
I mean, it's just funny to say blackmail when you see a black male.
Okay.
No, I did my driving theory test.
I actually forgot about that.
I passed. Oh, I well
done.
Passed.
Well done, mate.
First time.
No, I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of
first
you.
First time. Did you pass first time?
No, second time.
Ooh, how much did you fail by the first time?
To be honest, I genuinely can't remember.
Oh, but... I almost failed on the hazards, but I didn't.
Ooh.
Because I sucked at the hazards.
Oh, mate.
I didn't really know when I was meant to click.
What, the ending thing where you have to click on the...
When there's like a video.
Yeah.
Then it's like an animation, and it's like an animation of like an old lady running across the road.
Yours was animated?
Mine was animated, yeah. My sister said the same thing. Hers was a video.
Yeah, mine...
Times have changed.
Mine was like a point of view of the front
of the
car.
When did you learn to drive?
Probably about 4 or 5 years ago now.
Yeah, see, 2017. Nuts now.
Yeah, it is nuts. And not just the magazine. Thank you.
Hasn't that magazine stopped anyway? Yeah. Or is that FHM? Gone online.
One of them stopped. Zoo might have stopped. Zoo. Remember Zoo?
Zoo.
Zoo.
Zoo-ho.
And they'll have all the Big Brother contestants topless on it and stuff.
I mean, did you really go into Big Brother if you didn't go into Zoo afterwards with your boobs out?
Yeah.
It's like...
Even Jade Goody did it.
Yeah. Before she died. do you remember Love Island? I have.
Do you remember Love Island? Yeah.
It was on a month ago. I didn't watch it, but there was this one woman who apparently like thought she was really fit in the show, and she got topless in like an online magazine, or I think it was for The Sun actually.
Yeah.
And her nipples were really weird. They were like at the top of her boob.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone was like, "Look at her nipples, though."
Bless her. That's her body you're making.
I'm body shaming right now.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Classic white male. But yeah, what questions do you think came up?
What questions? Do you want me to... do you want me to see...
I mean, you can test me because I passed.
Yeah, well, I'll see if you
really...
Test
if the UK system is good.
I'll see if you really passed.
Test if it works.
Because you could just be lying, so let's see. Okay then. Okay, so Ben,
give me a case study.
Yeah. So Ben, you're driving on a busy road.
Busy road, got it.
Busy road, but it's quite late at night.
Late at night, late dark.
It's starting to. It's dim. It's dim. We're saying,
dusk.
Saying so sort of last month, and it's about 9:30 at night. So it's just starting to.
Sunset vibes, real like Ibiza sunset, you're Benji Biza.
Exactly, yeah. You've been driving for a good 2 hours. You're getting ready for a little bit of a break and a Murray Mint from the glove compartment.
No, Werther's Original.
Werther's, are you
a Werther's Original? No, I'm actually a Tic Tac.
Tic Tac? In the car? Is this what a WTF?
Either Tic Tacs or Skittles. I like to Skittles. Really pour in.
In the car? In. Skittle or a Tic Tac in the car?
Shake them around my mouth.
No.
So they click
Murray
on my
Mint.
Mouth, on my teeth.
Werther's. Humbugs. They're your mint, your car mints.
See, right now, what you're doing is you're proving you're Northern. And, I mean, interesting? No.
Not Tic Tacs or Skittles, though.
Do you not like the sound of it crashing against your teeth?
Not when I'm in a car. At a push, I'll have a Polo.
What, do you put your tongue between it?
Oh, of course you do. Get your tongue right around the flavour.
Really lick that mint off.
Yeah, exactly. But
anyway, sorry.
You've really shocked me there.
I know. As the kids would say, you're shook AF.
Shut up. You go to...
Can you tell I've been spending too much time on my gran?
Yeah. you pull over into a road services. Next to you... you go out to stretch your legs. Maybe do a little whittle in the side of the bushes.
Another whittle.
Next to you is a little chef that's on fire.
Fire?
Lorraine Kelly runs out with her hair on fire. Shouting,
okay, what's happening?
Shouting, oh no! I've got to be on telly in the morning and my bonnet's on fire!
Fire!
Yeah. What should you do?
Or fire!
What should you do? Spray your whittle all over her. Get back in the car and drive to safety.
Piss on Lorraine Kelly. Sorry, piss on Lorraine Kelly.
Yeah.
I feel there's a whole porn category for that. Watch Lorraine Kelly get pissed on.
Have you been looking through my internet history again?
Lorraine Kelly gets wet.
Sorry. So, are you going to whittle?
Hmm?
On Lorraine Kelly, are you B, going to drive off and just get away from the situation
into the sunset?
Exactly, no, because all you're going to smell is burnt porridge for a week after she burns.
Porridge and whiskey, or iron brew. Her blood smells like iron brew. Oh, blood iron brew!
Woo! Aye! Iron brew.
A fun fact. Iron brew has no iron in. Oh, my blood.
Or B, call for a fire brigade.
Didn't you mean C.
Call the fire brigade.
Can I add an option? Because I passed my test this morning.
Okay.
I'm going to go with D, shout a funny insult at her. And I'm going to go with... bit of a hothead, are we?
Bit of a hothead, are we, Lorraine Kelly?
And I'll do it in the voice.
ITV's Lorraine Kelly.
Nicola Sturgeon's my passenger, so that's just my go-to.
Oh, fair.
I'm her chauffeur now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Tell me more about this, please.
I mean, she shouts freedom a bit too much, but she's fun. Oh, freedom! Ben, have I told you that I want freedom? I want independence! just wants Nicola. I mean, you don't need to go on about it. Oh, no, I think you need to know what my political beliefs are.
And what are they, Nicola?
Freedom!
Freedom for whom?
The squats! They can take our nuclear weapons! The squats!
The who?
Scottish people, you bastard.
Oh, right, okay, fair.
Can you tell me? I've got a deflated lung. I always sound like I'm out of breath. Hawkeye.
Is that sounds like Alex Salmond waking up from a nightmare.
It sounds like Alex Salmond watching the Avengers movie.
Oh, a bit of dog.
Hawkeye.
That was good. That was very good. Solid.
Yeah, thank you.
Hawkeye!
Who's your favourite Avenger, Nicola Sturgeon?
Hawkeye! Nick Fury!
Once you go black, you can't go back! I'm naughty, I am!
Naughty Nicola!
That's what they call me at school. Me and Lorraine, we used to be bad little girls, didn't we, Lorraine?
Oh, aye!
We remember when we saw our first murder.
Oh, it was ever so good.
We're in the Highlands and we both shouted in sync, murder!
Murder!
Yeah, the key to seeing a murder is shouting that you've seen a murder. You don't phone the police. They hear you shout, murder!
The thing about being Scottish is you have to like Taggart, even the new ones.
You're a bit of an old haggis, aren't you now, Lorraine? Ooh!
So, A, B or C, Ben?
I'm going to go with C, phone the emergency services.
Well done. Well done. You got
Thank
it right.
You.
You got it right, yeah. Well done. No.
Thanks. Do you have another question?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, are you ready, Benedict? Benedict, are you ready?
Sorry, who are you trying to do?
I don't know. Your dad, maybe?
My dad's a bit more like this.
A bit like that. Hello.
What does your dad sound like? Can you do an impression of your dad?
Not really. My dad doesn't have like a jokey voice.
Or are you saying my dad does?
Well, no, but like an easy one to like take the mickey out.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I'm just messing with you.
God.
Just messing.
Stop it,
We once found out that our dads are quite similar, didn't we?
We did. Yeah, we did.
It's on the student one. We found out that they both used to have tashes. Shout out to the 90s, male. And
sorry, I just let you laugh alone then.
I was like, wow, thanks, Lee. And they both used to put their... Or they do still, actually. Put their wallets in their back pockets.
Yes, so if you want to pickpocket them...
If you see me... And then just like hope my dad's nearby.
Yeah.
Sniff him out.
Look for a bulging back pocket.
It won't be what you think it is.
It could be.
But what else do you think they might have in common, Lou? Or as we will call this feature, commonly.
Nice. What about Morris dancing?
My father has never Morris danced.
Nor has mine. Just checking.
Oh, something in common.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Your dad, when he watches TV, does he clap loudly when something really funny happens?
No.
My dad, he'll be really quiet and then he'll just explode if something funny happens.
Does he even not... I was going to say, does he not laugh? He just starts clapping. Just like...
Like that. Yeah. Yeah. What else does your dad do?
My dad really likes Magnums.
My dad is Mr. Happy Stick.
Mr. Happy Stick.
Mr. Happy Stick. He designed the Magnum ice cream stick.
Oh, boy!
I mean, you knew that, but yeah, it's nice to let you know.
Yeah, it's a good thing that they'll have.
Let the listeners know.
Yeah, it's something they'll have in common.
Yeah, I mean, that and friendship.
And no Morris dancing.
Yeah. I feel if they met, they could probably have a decent chat.
Yeah, decent enough.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I divulged. What else what other questions do you have for me?
The other question, Benedict. Benedict. Benedict!
Recent theory graduate. I was a graduate.
Graduate.
Now I'm a graduate.
Oh, fair play to you. Fair play. You're not a graduate, not. Because you've graduated. So you're not a graduate, not. Because you have graduate. Yeah, like, you're a graduate.
First time.
anyhow, you're driving in your car, and then all of a sudden, a driver...
Is David Hasselhoff there? Is he saying, jump in my car?
No, he's not. Doc Brown pulls up next to you and says, get in
Doc
quick.
Doc Brown.
No time to explain.
Would you get in, yes or no?
Of course you would, because where we're going, you don't need roads.
You should stop in a safe place, pull over, and park your car with the parking brakes on.
No, because there's no time, because where you're going, there's no roads.
Leave your hazard lights on at a minimum.
No.
Or maybe get the triangle out.
No. No. Oh. Stop. Stop putting rules into fun.
Oh. I just love this. You know me? I love the system.
Oh, no. Stop.
That's
loving...
all they'll write on my gravestone. Ben, he loved the system.
Stop loving the system. Chill out a bit. Undo that
when
belt.
When people say screw the system, I say, no, don't screw it. Tighten it. Put that nut... The nut on that bolt and keep it going. Keep it going round in a circle until it's tight.
You're disgusting.
No, you are.
Anyway.
You hippie old man.
Anyway.
Sorry, we divert.
Yeah, too much there, too much. You're driving in your car and someone cuts you up. Straight up. But they start pipping at you. So 100, they cut you up from the right-hand side. You look...
The right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You look, and from the driver's seat in front of you is leaning out the window. Jeremy Clarkson. Amazon's very, very own Jeremy Clarkson. Waving V's at you, saying, go back to your own country. Even though you're
Amazon in it. Prime,
exactly, man of the people,
the Grand Tour,
and he's very angry. He's very angry. What do you do? What do you do, Ben? Do you A, wind your window down and have a go back, jump back at that rich money grabbing upper class racist bigot?
Do you... I say no? I will not go back. And he cuts him deep. He goes home and he contemplates it at night. He lies awake in his bed, worried about why I will not go back, why his authority means nothing to me. And he'll stand in a shower in like a moody scene, like in Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow, as the water falls on him, as he upsets, he contemplates everything. Why did that man in that car that I cut up not go back to his country? And then he slits his wrists. And that's the end of Jeremy.
Wow. That was quite a haunting image you just painted for me.
No more Amazon Prime.
I've got a slit wrist.
Blood oozing out of my wrists. Peace out, world. This is it.
We can't.
Goodbye.
We can't call ice cream men gay anymore, so I'm just going to end it here.
Maybe eating a hot dog was the end of me. Sausages look like penises.
Maybe I should have been in Hammond's car both times he's had life-threatening injuries. I've been Lee Wilkinson, Eel. This has been Neb, Ben.
You know, by the way, I got a message from a friend of the show, Ellie, the other day, and she had literally only just realised why we were called Neb Eel.
Really?
I thought it was quite blatant.
Yeah, I thought it was as well.
I thought it was quite easy to get, but really apparently not.
Apparently not. Really apparently not.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh well. I've got nothing for that, sorry mate.
No, it's alright. No,
no. If you understood it, tweet us at @neb_eel. If you didn't, tweet us at @neb_eel.
This has been fun. Double digits. We're flying on our way. I can't wait. Should we? You know how like most workplaces have an office Christmas party.
Yeah.
Should we have one, but for Neb Eel?
Yeah.
And it would just be us though, because we're the only ones that get involved.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine with me.
I'd be well up for that.
Yeah. We'll have a nice time.
What would ours be? Would we go out for... Because we've got to... I mean, I've seen places booking already, so maybe we should get ahead on that.
Yeah. Okay, I'll look into it. I'll get my people on it.
Between that and the book, we've got a busy 3 months leading up to Christmas because we really want to get... I feel the Nebile book could be a real stocking filler.
It definitely could. Imagine someone getting that.
I'm quite keen for that. Should we start working on that? I'm genuinely, like, 100% keen to do that.
Okay, can do.
No, I'm genuinely going to do this. So we've got poems, we've got reviews from guests, we've got the painting for the front cover, but I could probably do another painting. Do you want to do some artwork?
Yeah, I could do some artwork. Or some fartwork.
We could do a short story.
Yes.
How the podcast began.
There's all sorts we could chuck in there. All sorts.
All sorts. I mean... To begin, this had humble beginnings in the in my old flat in the sitting room. We've really gone on.
It's moved on so much. I'm very proud.
I mean, you want deep-throated a banana. It doesn't get much better than that.
How about recording me have a shit? That's how much it got better.
How do we embody that in a book?
Can put some toilet roll in it, or write a poem on a sheet of toilet roll and stick it in.
That'd be quite cool, yeah.
We go above and beyond for the guests, for our guests, for our listeners, the audience, the fans.
Say, here's a bit of loo roll. You tune in, and you press play on episode 2, the Poocast, and
the rest will be history.
As you're playing, you like can have a poo along with Lee. wash your hands in time with Lee.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
I'd listen to that. I'd get involved.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't? You'd be daft not to. Can we not pun again? Can we make a rule on no puns?
Yeah, I feel like a no pun rule would really benefit this podcast.
It really would.
Right, this has been really fun. What a weird ending to this. It got very serious.
It did. episode 10, welcome to the double digits.
Nebile. Oh, we said it together, there we go.
Nebile. Got it now.
Right, I'm going to start recording. Bye!
Bye!